white. Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, August 6, 1895. Dear son Willie, I have a proposition to make, and I want you to consider it carefully, and then write me what you think. Caldwell says nothing is said as to when you will be here, and last night I decided some things. I want a man and his wife with me. I release, as far as I am individually concerned, Caldwell. Not but that he tries to please me, but he can fill in other places, and I want my own nephew, Byron Belden, and Sarah to connect with me. Sarah is a good cook, and they are used to having a hard, close time, and will not be so particular about their food or their fare. Brother and sister Star were appointed to be with me and help me. My son Willie was to be with me and help me. Now you can see how it goes. You have very important responsibilities, and you have your work. Caldwell can help you in that work very much, and May, precious child, is your wife. She has two children to mother. She loves them, and they love her. I am happily pleased with the arrangement. But while there is so much to do here and so many interests at stake, Byron can be with me and stick to me. I do not want to be dependent on a man whom I cannot address. If he had a wife, I could then speak through her to do many things which I cannot now. I want someone who has a personal interest in me. You, my son, will do all in your power, but weighty responsibilities rest on you. I should not take your mind or your time. With Byron and his wife connected with me, I should have no more to pay than I have now, and should have proper help. When I saw them in that small house, and Charlie Papp and others for boarders, I thought how nice it would be to have Sarah to cook for me. There is no other way but to take care of and board my workmen. Maud can give some little time to sew for me, which I much need. Sarah will step in to advise and plan dishes that are excellent, and they will be a complete fit until camp meeting. Then, if I go, I shall have them to carry out the same work, take care of me, do my cooking, and I not have to stand in the restaurant. I must have help. Byron will get just as good an experience spiritually, and far better, connected with his Aunt Ellen as with others, and I need him now, just now. I am worn more than I thought. Emily is going from me. May Israel is coming, but has not the best capability in the domestic lines under any emergency. I want Byron and Sarah. One man and his wife with me would take off any speech of people, and one taking charge who addresses me as Aunt Ellen would be a blessing to me. I do feel this is best. Byron will find enough missionary work to do here, and Sarah will be a great blessing to me. So I send you this. I have said nothing to Caldwell. He can be your helper and still fill in places outside. Byron and Sarah can live in their own tent. They have enough to furnish it themselves. I shall have only to purchase a few chairs. The right kind of cooking is of highest value to me, and this Sister Star could not do. Now, Willie, arrange this matter. Talk with Byron and Sarah. I have not said a word to them, but if they accept the situation, have them come. And I desire that they bring lemons. We must have them, and a case or two of the best oranges. The oranges are about gone here, and the best have been culled. The last I purchased were 6 cents per dozen. Let Byron get a stove, for you have not time. Willie, May's ability as a mother exercised to your children is of the value of gold and silver to you and to them. I want her strength cherished. Responsibilities must not be laid upon her too heavily. She is very dear to you and to me and to the children. She must not be expected to do everything. I would cherish her, for she needs to be looked after and have pleasantness with the cares, and leisure and rest, a little bit. I think I view things in a sensible light. Be assured, I do not demerit May. Her heart and mine are knit together, but we must be sensible. I want the ability of Sarah Belden in my home, and now that the boarders are here, it is essential.
If you want Caldwell anytime to help you, he is your worker. He has done well here, and I shall not demerit him, but I want Byron and Sarah. Yesterday, Emily gave me a bath, and I took other treatment. Then, if I had lain down to rest, all would have been well. But whenever a chance presents itself for me to ride, I improve it. The horses had been drawing up trees for wood at back of the tent, making a woodpile. Then Caldwell went to Kurenbong for double whipple trees, and I rode with him. Then had to do some sewing, and then I went to bed. At 9 o'clock, I had a severe chill, the second one I have had. It was a nervous chill. Hot water bag and clothing could not warm me. The spine had troubled me all day, and then the pain went to the base of the brain, and I suffered severely for hours. Finally slept. Am better this morning, but dare eat nothing. Have taken lemon and raw egg. Shall take them through the day. Byron's stove will avoid the necessity of another stove. Consider this. I want you to keep the house just as long as you please. I will pay for it. The children are far better off where they are than they would be here. May is better off there, and you can do your work better there. When you feel it time to come, we will be pleased. But I can manage very well if I can have Byron and Sarah, and I cannot well do without them. In love, Mother.